Let's get right into it here. Ladies and gentlemen, G5G5 Radio. This is an extra long weekend. This is the MLK weekend edition. So let's get in here with the cohorts. Teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I hope everybody's having a nice little three-day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it looks like it's, this weather that was supposed to be a snowstorm never became a snowstorm. It was just flaking out. So
that's a matter of perspective.
Oh, really? And that voice,
yes.
That voice you hear is none other calling from via satellite from where?
From the inside of his home, Mount Airy, Philadelphia, PA.
And that is Mr. GPS. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, folks, what's happening?
All right. So now, while Mr. Cortez was, he's had an interesting weekend from what I've heard. But I'll let him explain to you what he did last night. Mr. Cortez, please share.
I had the opportunity to see the legendary Snoop Doggy Dog and Warren G.
Is that right?
Yeah, I went to the concert, man.
Right on.
It's quite interesting, man.
Why is that?
Very interesting. Well, you know, man, Snoop must got a clause with them, must have a clause with the promoters. That cat was smoking up weed. He's had him and Warren G. They had their weed out, and they had people out in the audience smoking with them.
Damn.
It's legal now, you know, so.
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Well, is it only like a couple ounces or something like that you are allowed to have in your possession?
I forget what the amount requirements are, but it's legal to smoke. Well, use, smoke. It's not legal to sell everywhere yet, but. And it's even legal to grow in some states. Yes, sir?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. My.
Yeah, I know that. Certain states you can grow it.
So, Cortez, if you ever want to try to make a couple extra dollars on the side.
There you go.
Got a lot of land, bro.
Ooh.
Pass the Dutchie to the left-hand side, huh?
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Can you see that growing in his backyard and then amongst the lake and everything that he has? Yes, Mr. Cortez does have a little lake outside of his crib.
It's a common lake,
no lake,
folks.
But I got some land.
it's a common lake, folks. I don't own it. I don't have a whole lake to myself.
40 acres and a mule?
That's what people are saying. People out there probably saying, yeah, a whole lake to himself. He must have got some type of illegal activity going on.
Oh, man. But.
Oh, yeah. Coming to you live and direct from the LBC, we have the one and only Snoop D-O-double-G. Yeah, drop it.
It's the one and only Deagle Double G.
Big Snoop Dogg.
It's the one and only. The one and only Deagle Double G.
Big Snoop Dogg.
You in the presence of a motherfucking rap star. I push up, laid back in a black car. Though I bossed up, it ain't hard to tell that. I came up hard as hell, check it out. I stayed sharp and played my part. All I had was a mic, a dream, and some heart. Me and my moms wasn't getting along at this time. And since Pops was gone, I'm out grinding. Catch a nigga praying, swearing I ain't going back to jail. Judge about tired of a player. I don't know about this business shit, but I'm good with this rapping. Can I get a witness? What's happening? That's about the time I put down the rocks and got to working in the studio around the clock. For a small profit, but a whole lot of gain. Man, I'm famous. Now it ain't the same.
It's the one and only Deagle Double G.
Do you want some of this?
Top dog, bite them all, yeah, I'm burning it up.
Oh no, Big Snoop Dogg.
You tuned in to the number one.
Buck one, buck two, buck three, buck four.
So get real, fool.
Local boy made good overnight shit. Not only am I getting righteous, but wise. I paid the price with consecutive platinum hits. I up my status. Ain't no more Calvin Broadus. World on my shoulders. But I can handle it now that I'm older. I'm sharper and colder. Can you remember when I slid in deep cover and made niggas in the beach love each other? A street hustler, but I'm all set for the come up. Best kept secret, so I'm one up. I've been acquitted of a 187. Yes, I'm blessed, thank God in heaven. Now all I need is a push in the right direction. Need in the mic, now I'm writing checks. And now the game ain't stopping. And can't nobody say my name ain't popping.
I started off young as a little bitty pup. Now I'm ready for the world and I got to give it up.
It's the one and only legal level juice.
Do you want some of this?
Top dog, bite them all, yeah, I'm burning it up.
Oh no, Big Snoop Dogg.
Buck one, buck two, buck three, buck four.
So get real, fool.
You in the presence of a motherfucking millionaire. Stop, look, listen, hell yeah. I ain't tripping on shit, I works hard as a motherfucker. Fuck Cub and him too, cause all y'all suckers. Now with the savvy of a businessman, I gave new niggas a chance to see what they was saying. And kept the spot on hot, West Coast on lock. Big Dizzle knocking down your block. Never looking back, A steady process and leave it that way. Cause see I'm blessed, it's like I'm happy now. Cause I'm a family man, I fell in love with my kids and my wife again. And these here are the files of a classic. It's my throne till I choose to pass it. Worldwide and the sun shines so bright. That's why I wear my LOCs at night, nigga. It's the one and only Deco Double G.
Do you want some of this?
Top dog, bite them all, yeah I'm burning it up.
Oh no, Big Snoop Dogg.
Buck four, buck one, buck two, buck three, buck four.
So get real, fool.
It's the one and only. It's the one and only. It's the one and only. Eagle Double G.
But in the midst of everything, we have to remember that this weekend is actually a very important weekend to remember the Dr. Martin Luther King, and for all the work that he's done throughout his life to the betterment of just racial equality, just inclusion. So, you know, we really need to continue what goes on. And of course, especially in Philly, every year they have it's a day of service. So please go out and service your community, or just find a listing. There's definitely listings online of things to do during MLK Day, whether it be painting schools or collecting clothes in a clothing drive, what have you. Just participate. Would you co-sign on that, GPS?
I sure would.
Mm-hmm. And Cortez, of course, he does co-sign because he is a teacher and he has to, you know, teach these things to his students.
Yeah, I want to try to do that in my district one day, just have an in-service day of, you know, we do different activities around the district. Yeah, something on the back burner for me.
Okay. Now I have to bring up a controversy that I just noticed. Now, during all this MLK weekend, other than the days of service that you have prior to the day of service, you have different clubs that will promote different events and different parties. So by accident, I'm looking around and all of a sudden this one little, I saw that, I think this was on Instagram, and it caught my eye majorly. And let me read the title to you. It's the Martin Luther King Weekend Freedom to Twerk Party. I heard that in the background. That wasn't a GPS.
No, that was me, man.
Oh, that was you. Okay.
I'm doing my laundry. But at the same time, that sounded good without just right.
The Freedom to Twerk Day. Freedom to Twerk Party, MLK Weekend. Now.
Man.
Well, it's not over yet. It's not over. You got to see this picture. First of all, it's at a place called The Deck. And Mr. GPS, where is Bowman, South Carolina?
Oh, shit. That sounds like it's on 95.
So it's pretty far, I would guess.
At least 9 hours from here.
Well.
At least. If not 11.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Somewhere in this place called The Deck in Bowman, South Carolina. Now, big ups to Bowman down there. You got to do what you got to do. But I'm sorry. This kind of did cross the line for me. When you look at the photo, remember the title, Martin Luther King Weekend Freedom to Twerk Party. They have the DJs underneath and who's hosting and everything like that, tell you how much it is. Now, the photo on the right hand side, you got a girl, looks nice, kind of twerk a little bit and everything okay. Then you got a guy that's next to him, looks like he's got the chain, he's got the, you know, he's got the black shirt on and everything, a la Ice Cube, West Coast style and everything. But why is the face of Martin Luther King on it?
Okay.
Please don't tell me the face is like right up on a girl's cheek.
No, no. They took away this guy who was in this picture, and they incorporated Martin Luther King's face in it.
All right. See, man, motherfucker's going too far. Okay?
But this is a black club probably doing this craziness.
Man. It's probably is. I mean, from the way the everything looks, it possibly could be predominantly African-American, yes. I don't have a problem with anything on the flyer, except when I see this guy with gold chains, and then I look at the face, and it's Martin Luther King.
Man, the damn millennials, man. They did that. That's what it is, damn millennials, man, because our generation, we wouldn't have did that, man.
We get our ass fucked up for that.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Martin Luther King is a national treasure in our world, man.
Mm-hmm.
These millennials, man, they don't have the same respect.
Oh man, I thought I was looking. I thought like shit. I know my eyes are bad, but goddamn, that's really bad. If it's got King's face on it, I was like, no, this is the real shit. So I don't know if this is legit or not, but GPS, I know you chomping at the bit. So please unleash hell.
You know, sometimes we take this Martin Luther King Day thing a little too far, and we don't try to get back to the meaning of what it's for. We forget what he was about, because Martin Luther King would never be caught dead twerking or somebody around somebody twerking. That's just not the man he was.
Correct.
I mean, if you really want to get out there and do something, let's look at how the Edmund Pettus Bridge, I think it's in Alabama somewhere. I want to say Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure out why the Edmund Pettus Bridge is named after Edmund Pettus and why it's not renamed John Lewis, since that's where John Lewis was from.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that would be a better expense of your energy rather than sitting out here dancing in the street, because you can do that any day of the week.
Right, right. Now,
you don't need Martin Luther King to be an excuse for that.
And just for your information, GPS, I did send you the photo. I just want his reaction.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
Worst thing about it, that thing probably went viral, too.
Come on, B. Seriously?
Dude, you need to call down a club. You want to call down to that club?
Oh.
That's a shame we can't do a conference call. Let's call down anybody.
You know, I'm trying to figure out why you even need... Well, listen, technically, you know, part of his death was your freedom to sit here and continue to act the fucking fool.
I also send it to you, Cortez, just to let you take a look at it.
Okay. You texted it to me.
I texted it to you. You know, when I saw it, I was just like, nah, y'all, they got to stop.
No, bro. As a matter of fact, whoever the publisher was, whoever put that graphic together, you need to get that guy, too. Okay? Listen, man. There's a limit, you know, even as an artist.
Right.
You know, we don't like limits to our work at all, but
mm-hmm.
There's a limit that you have to have as a person to say, okay, wait, what the hell am I about to do? I'm about to put Martin Luther King's picture on a flyer to sell an event that I know he really wouldn't even ever come to.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you see it, Cortez?
There's a limit to it. Listen, you got to remember, King died working for civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for you to be able to just walk down the same street as a white person, let alone twerk in the street. We was doing that shit, you know, when your slave master went to bed. Or if he gave you a free motherfucking day. Now he doesn't necessarily give you a free day as much. You know, you can take him a little bit more at will, but you don't have to worry about not having a job 5 minutes later.
Mm-hmm. Cortez?
I would find it very distasteful, man. It's definitely a generational thing, man. Mm-hmm. I really do. Like I said, these millennials, and, you know, if you are a millennial, I do apologize, but some of y'all just don't understand. You really understand some stuff you do and its implications on what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, Mr. GPS. I find it very, very disgusting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? I'm just trying to figure out, was there anybody in that town besides us, was there anybody that was outraged by this?
I saw one person made a comment, and they said, is this an actual flyer? And they put shaking my head afterwards. So I don't know. I mean, I hope it was just a fake. But even if it was fake, to take the time to do something using an artistic skill to use it in a negative context, to me, is just like a waste of your talent.
Oh, it definitely is, man.
And also, you got no fucking common sense.
Somebody definitely went hog wild on Photoshop with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got to admit, they did a decent job on it, but still, I mean, geez, you know, of all people, you want to do that to Dr. King? I mean, stop. Really. Mm.
Southern leaves, southern trees we hung from. Barren souls, heroic songs unsung. Forgive them, Father, they know this knot is undone. Tied with the rope that my grandmother died. Pride of the pilgrims, affect lives of millions. In slave days, separating fathers from children. Institution ain't just a building, but a method of having black and brown bodies fill them. We ain't seen as human beings with feelings. Will the U.S. ever be us, Lord willing? For now we know the new Jim Crow. The stop, search, and arrest our souls. Police and policies patrol. Philosophies of control. A cruel hand taking hold. We let go to free them so we can free us. America's moment to come to Jesus. Bird sings for freedom to ring. Black bodies being lost in the American dream. Blood a black bean, a pastoral scene. Slavery still alive, check Amendment 13. Not whips and chains, our subliminal. Instead of nigger, they use the word criminal. Sweet land of liberty, incarcerated country. Shot me with your ray gun and now you wanna trump me. Prison is a business, America's the company. Investing in the justice, fear and long suffering. We staring in the face of hate again. The same hate they say will make America great again. No consolation prize for the dehumanized. For America to rise is a matter of black lives. And we gon' free them so we can free us. America's moment to come to Jesus.
We're going to have to get into another issue here from our peoples at Hip Hop DX. We may not be up on all the different hip hop artists that are out there, but there is a gentleman named Boozy Badass, excuse me. Now, I don't know if anybody has heard of him. I haven't heard of him as much. But he did an interview where he says he, quote unquote, regrets having so many baby mamas.
Ooh.
Unquote.
This, already ain't sounding good.
This is in Houston, Texas. So big ups to Houston. So going in this article here, despite all the ups and downs of his career, having children by different women is apparently one of Boozy Badass's biggest regrets in life. In an interview that he had with the local radio station down there, Boozy spoke on his regrets about being a young father with multiple children by multiple women. Quote, "I'd keep my same kids, just fewer baby mothers," he said. "I feel like I should have skeeted in the same woman and put them all in her instead of being so young, and you got to watch out for that, you know, having kids at a young age," unquote.
Well, how much condoms cost, man?
What about maybe about $5?
For how many? You get like 12 in a pack, right? Maybe 12 now.
Really? I don't know. I thought the economy was worth, they only give you like 3.
I'm not sure, man. You know, not that, guys, I'm a married man.
Yes.
Let folks know what I do. I'm married, I'm going around doing craziness. It don't cost that much to buy condoms. Condoms, $1.50 condom can save you $1 million in 18 years. Man.
Wow.
That's how much it costs.
By my count, at least $87,000.
I wonder why. Where did you get that figure from, Mr. GPS?
Well, my son is 16. Mm-hmm. I've been paying child support since he come into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And I'm just multiplying $100 a week times 16 years and add 10% for inflation, extra sneakers, extra clothes, this, that, and the third, that I need, whatever it is. And, you know, that's how it is. That's mm-hmm. where I got that figure from.
Okay. And it sounds pretty accurate, man. It sounds like you got a ledger keeping all that shit down there.
Man, look, dude, you just learned not to even bookkeep one, really. Yeah, I got it. As of right now, I got a year and a half to walk off of child support. And guess what?
Mm.
By my count, that's about another $7,500. So, plus sneakers, plus clothes, plus dad I need, dad I want, this, that, the third, whatever it is, video games, dot, 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 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, I get you. But on the flip side, your raising of him mm-hmm. has grown tenfold to where he is really excelling in what he does right now.
Oh, dude. This came from, listen. I still remember walking into his school, his third grade teacher telling me he needs help, and I didn't know how bad it was, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where we were having issues with multiplication, okay?
Right.
Fast forward to now 11th grade, this same student is now rocking A's in chemistry. So when I look at what was versus what is, and, you know, is he going to college versus I don't know what the hell he's going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, you know, as a parent, I'm really proud.
Good, good.
Because I don't know what the hell is about to happen, but whatever it is, I'm prepared to work myself into the ground to get him to where he wants to go.
That's right. That's right. So congrats, of course, to your son and everything for his continued success and everything. So, shit, he did better than I did in chemistry, and that was in college. I almost blew up the lab. So, you know, that's a different story. You know, the university has not heard this recording as of yet. But needless to say, this is what we mean. You know, I always kid around with the phrase that pays, which is what, GPS?
Oh, skeet in the back seat.
Correct. Now, this could have been avoided in that sense. But at the same time, yes, I guess he's finally realizing that, you know, he should have done it maybe the right way. And okay, but at least he's realizing it. So I'll give him that. Now, career-wise, I don't know what he's doing. I'm not going to try to assume that he's doing bad. I'm not going to try to assume that he's number one. But he just got to keep on his grind. Keep on his grind. Do it for the kids. Do it for yourself. Do it for the love of the craft. And enjoy. But
you don't have any more kids.
What? Don't have any more kids.
I mean, like this. I'm serious.
Yeah, we never said how many he had. I mean, but.
Well, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's 2 or 15. I mean.
Well.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's
yeah,
true.
But, I can tell you this. You know, the more you have by different people, the harder it is to get everybody on the same schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So now this person's going to act out just because they can. Now this person's going to act out just because they can. Everybody's going to do what they want to do just because they can do it. because they have the backing of the court.
Uh-huh.
Whereas you have nobody's backing. I mean, you got the street, but, you know, that brings the court, that brings the court's own consequences. So, you know, I feel for the brother. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it comes to a point at which you wish you had it, you know, if you would have settled down, gotten married, had him with your wife, you know, and worked to build a family in the same house. Whereas when you got two houses or 15 houses, well, then guess what? Everybody's out here doing whatever the hell they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they spread out, man. This one is spread out. Everything's spread out.
Yes,
the same kid, you know, a couple of years is when they're not going to really respect you because you weren't there as much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of these young fathers sort of realize. If you're not in your child's life from day one, it's going to get to that point. They hit 18. They're going to act out towards you if they haven't already. They're going to come out and say stuff like, you weren't there. You ain't my daddy, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've seen that with my students. They come back and the dad comes back. He's been locked up for a couple of years. He's like, I don't want you to talk to my dad. You know, what? He wasn't there for me. They feel hostility. They feel resentment.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, so this father got to work his way back up, man. I feel bad for him because you will never be able to get that relationship you were supposed to have with your son to begin with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know.
But, you know, hopefully from here, you know, hopefully this is a, you know, the see the light moment to where he makes that change and like he said, tries to bring everybody together and try to do his best to make up for lost time. But for anybody else out there, yes, I do say skeet, skeet, skeet in the back seat, but at the same time, use your head, not the one down south, but the one up north. And you might actually surprise yourself in the amazing things that you can do.
What's going on in here?
The J, the I, the M, the Y, the J, the I, the M, it's Jimmy. It's Jimmy. The J, the I, the M, the M, the Y, the J, the I, the M, it's Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
Here is a message to the super hoes. Just keep in mind when Jimmy grows, it grows and grows and grows, so let it. But keep in mind about the epidemic. When Jimmy releases, boy, it pleases. But what do you do about all these diseases? Jimmy is Jimmy, no matter what. So take care of Jimmy, cause you know what's up. Cause now in winter, AIDS attacks. So run out and get your Jimmy hats. It costs so little for a pack of three. They're Jimmy hats for the winter attack. Good for a present, great for lovers. Demonstrated by the Jungle Brothers. Protect your Jimmy and keep him fresh. They're Jimmy hats by KRS.
So, remember you're never too old.
Black. Jimmy is wearing a hat.
Come again.
Remember you're never too bold. Jimmy is wearing a hat.
I am.
Do me a favor. Wear your hat. So Jimmy, who has the opportunity to come back? Well, Red Alert is down with BDP, teaching you all about Jim Browski. I don't want to hear that you're not with it. Turn around and see your butt in a clinic. Having doctors just poke at Jimmy. Let me express what now what's in me. Too many people take too many risks. Too many people I see get dissed. Jimmy hats are now in style. Cause you can't trust a big butt and a smile. Some are dry and some lubricated. Many companies make and made it. So all you super hoes, wear your hat. Cause dripping Jimmy's is straight up whack. Keep in mind about Jim Browski. Jimmy hats by BDP. The J, the I, the M, the Y. The J, the I is Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
I told you it fits.
The J, the I, the M, the M, the Y. The J, the I, the M is Jimmy.
Don't let go now. Keep it on.
So, remember you're never too old.
And
yeah.
Jimmy is wearing a hat.
I told you.
Remember you're never too bold.
Jimmy is wearing a hat.
Do me a favor. Wear your hat. So, Jimmy.
I'm trying to tell you about my skin. Bring it down for the chin. Jump out of the chin. Jump out of the
man Sean has said. And it's no happens. We all know that Jimmy fits in the world. And if you want to know, Sean, no, Jimmy is the capital of the world. And I'm going to tell y'all something else. And we say when the world is over, I'll be yours. You're going to do a Transformer style. You know what I mean? Like,
we got a nice little interesting story from the Illadelph here. And Mr. Cortez, you might like this. A Philadelphia professor from Drexel University has been accused of spending 185 G's in grant funds on strip clubs and iTunes.
God damn it, boy.
Man.
Talk about making it rain.
Making it rain big time.
He's on his thesis on twerking, man. The art of twerking in urban America.
What if he did the flyer?
He may have.
Maybe.
He had a nice budget to work with.
Yes, he did. He did have a good budget, but man, that's just bad. The former chair of Drexel University's engineering department was arrested on Monday and charged with two counts of felony theft for allegedly stealing $185,000 in research grant funds, according to a release from the DA office. The professor, he's got an interesting name, and I'm not going to butcher it. He is accused of using the money on
adult entertainment venues
and sports bars, meals, and iTunes purchases. So if you want to see the release, you can see the release on NBCNews.com. He's been charged with one count of theft by unlawful taking and theft by deception, both felonies. Let's see. After a comprehensive investigation by our office's economic crimes unit, the gentleman will have his day in court and will have to answer for his crimes. It seems as if Drexel and Drexel Popo have did a lot of work in this investigation here. Now, the alleged purchases were discovered after a university audit that were made between 2010 and 2017. The professor made multiple unauthorized and quote-unquote no-receipt purchases, which he submitted for reimbursement using grant funds, according to a release. More than 96 G's were spent in adult entertainment venues and sports bars. Another 89 G's were spent on iTunes. Wait a minute. Hold up. How the fuck you going to spend $89,000 in iTunes? Somebody tell me this.
Man, with some of the iTunes videos, man. Video streams.
I don't think they do. Do they, GPS?
iTunes, you'll have a receipt for because they send you one via email.
Okay.
Oh, that's all my visuals. Is it visuals attached to them, man? A video and stuff?
It's just music,
whatever,
right?
Whatever you order from iTunes, they're going to send you a receipt for.
But is it just music? Or is it like podcasting like us? Or
I've never done anything besides videos with iTunes.
Oh, so you have done videos with iTunes.
I mean, I haven't done anything but music with iTunes. So.
Oh, music. Okay. So that's just weird. I mean, 89 G's on iTunes? Come on now. It goes on to say that he inappropriately and criminally diverted tens of thousands of dollars that were allocated for research purposes toward his own private enjoyment. He betrayed Drexel University and tuition-paying students because he was paid to educate. It says here, the expense reports for the adult entertainment expenses by saying that the money was used for catering and food. However, 48% of the 114 separate charges that were made done on the weekends, and 63% were made during the hours of midnight and 2 a.m. So what kind of catering are you getting, bro? What kind of food are you eating? Fish?
Makes me wonder, man. Did he have an entourage with him, man? That's over a 3-year period, right, man?
No, not 3 years. Seven years.
Nobody did an audit.
Wait, 7 years? And how much money are we talking about?
7 years, $185,000.
Oh, $185,000.
Yeah, what did you thought I said?
Oh. I thought we were talking about in 1 year.
Yes, I thought.
No. In 7 years, he spent 185 G's. Now, if he spent it 1 year, that's a crazy ass man. But still, he had a system for 7 years and he got caught. But it's just a matter of what he said, that the money was used for catering and food for the adult entertainment expenses.
He's gonna have to fess up to what he did, man. I think he's gonna get slapped on the wrist, and that's gonna be it. I don't think he's gonna do any jail time.
Well, right now they said he was taken into custody but released after paying his $25,000 bail. I wonder if he used the grant money to get out of jail.
Probably. He probably took some of that grant money. I didn't know they give you cash like that. I thought they had eyes on everything that you did with that money.
I expected that. Well, I'm guessing in the university, if you're doing some research, then they have to give you some grant money. You have to tell them in detail what this is about and what it's for. Mm. And then they'll award you the money.
Mm.
But he somehow got from the award and had to transfer to his own personal account.
Oh, well, once they probably cut him the whole check.
They probably did, man. But that's weird. But it's 7 years. If it's been over 7 years, they must have been cutting him a check here and there.
Yeah.
His expenses. So, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm still trying to get over this catering and food at a strip club. What are you ordering?
Yeah, well, if you're just providing the food,
shit,
and you're not
he provided more shit.
If you tell him, but you're not there to watch me do it.
True.
I mean, he was doing all types of stuff, man.
But they got cameras there because there's no sex in the champagne room. Remember that?
Yeah, but how long? How long is it before they get to all of that?
It's been 7 years.
I think he definitely messed some prostitutes, man.
Oh yeah.
We don't know. We don't know the extent. But I think he was on a little bit of everything in his tenure at the strip club.
It sounds like that he might have tried to. Maybe he tried to buy a strip club, have some side money. You never know.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's time to pay the piper, sir. It's time to pay the piper.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen of the GED class of 1999, I have one piece of advice for you. No matter what a stripper tells you, there's no sex in the champagne room. None. Oh, there's champagne in the champagne room, but you don't want champagne. You want sex, and there's no sex in the champagne room. Don't go to parties with metal detectors. Sure, it feels safe inside, but what about all those niggas waiting outside with guns? They know you ain't got one. If a woman tells you she's 20 and looks 16, she's 12. If she tells you she's 26 and looks 26, she's damn near 40. Take off that silly ass hat. The ODB couldn't have possibly committed all those crimes. Coolio did some of that shit. Young black men, if you go to a movie theater and someone steps on your foot, let it slide. Why spend the next 20 years in jail because someone smudged your Puma? Cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with that. No matter what you think of what I'm saying, remember this one thing. There is no sex in the champagne room.
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. Absolutely positive. No sex in the champagne room. No.
If a homeless person has a funny sign, he hasn't been homeless that long. A real homeless person is too hungry to be funny. If a girl has a pierced tongue, she'll probably suck your dick. If a guy has a pierced tongue, he'll probably suck your dick. Here's a horoscope. for everyone. Aquarius, you're gonna die. Capricorn, you're gonna die. Gemini, you're gonna die twice. Leo, you're gonna die. Scorpio, you're gonna die fucking. No one goes to Hooters for wings. If you've been dating a man for 4 months and you haven't met any of his friends, you are not his girlfriend. Some of the things I've said may not apply to you. Some of the things I've said may offend you. But no matter who you are, you must remember this one thing. No matter what a stripper says, there's no sex in the champagne room. None.
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room.